Hello and welcome. This is your health bestie, Barbara. Okay, super. In the last episode, episode number 10, we posed the question, when to visit the emergency room, talk to our physician, or go to urgent care. This week, I would like to enlighten you regarding the post, finish up our discussion on the ER, and clarify the difference between urgent care and walk-in clinics. Depending on where you live, you may have a lot of medical help around. Knowing which facility to go to in a time of need can be helpful. An ER, an emergency room, can be costly, and there may also be a waiting period before someone can see you. And not only that, you have to sit with people who are actually having an emergency, which may be uncomfortable. Lastly, in our wellness session, I would like to discuss the simple gifts of life. Simplicity is one of life's many gifts. Learn more in just a few short minutes. Awesome. This show is presented by Health Solutions Today, where we offer health insurance for solopreneurs and small business owners. Navigating the world of health insurance can be overwhelming. Schedule an appointment today to discuss your health insurance needs. A quick 15-minute call can protect you and your family. Let's start with the post. That's spelled P-O-L-S-T. P as in Paul, O as in Oscar, L as in Larry, S as in Sam, T as in Tom. Post. The name for this can vary from one location to the other. It stands for Physician Orders for Life-Sustaining Treatment. Physician Orders for Life-Sustaining Treatment. This is a free medical document that is signed with a medical provider. It describes the type of treatment you would prefer to receive in a life-threatening situation. The post is for adults who may be elderly or frail. In this case, certain life-saving techniques could actually harm them. For example, let's say we have an elderly woman who is quite frail and has terminal cancer. She goes into cardiac arrest and now needs CPR to revive her heart. Unlike on television, when a person truly receives CPR, they can end up with broken bones, a cracked sternum, collapsed lungs, not to mention possible electric shock to the heart. A frail elderly woman with terminal cancer may not be able to sustain the effects of CPR and suffer significantly as a result of the treatment. The existence of the post document lets her providers and her family know the level of intervention she wishes to receive. The post can make for a great discussion with friends and family. It can lead to enriching conversations with people who make up key aspects of our lives. It is important to know that the post is not set in stone. It can be altered in real time based on the situation. It is something that should be shared with friends, family, and your primary care physician. Excellent. There is a website, the American Trauma Society, amtrauma.org. On the site, you can search for trauma facilities in your area to see the services they provide. A Level 1 Trauma Center is a comprehensive care facility that is capable of treating every aspect of a traumatic injury during an emergency. A Level 5 Trauma Center is capable of providing an initial evaluation, make a diagnosis, and prep the patient in order to transfer them to another facility that offers more comprehensive service. Going to the proper facility may make a difference in the event of a stroke or heart attack. Before you have an emergency, locate the different centers in your area and keep a list in a convenient location, such as your refrigerator door or somewhere in your kitchen. Create a plan. Take a few minutes and do a search for ER near me, urgent care near me, and walk-in clinic near me. Record those results and keep them in a handy place in case you need them. Okay, great. Do you have questions about health insurance or need to enroll? Use the link in the description below to have a 15-minute discovery call. Our knowledgeable health insurance experts will be happy to safely guide you through the complicated world of health insurance. We are social. You can find us on X, the Everything app, formerly known as Twitter, at @solo_health. Perfect. If you do need to go to the emergency room, be sure it is one that your PCP has privileges in. This way, when there is an emergency, your PCP will be able to see you and help manage the care you receive. It is very difficult to get transferred from one emergency room to another. It is possible when you are in the ambulance to request the facility that you want to go to, but the facility you want to go to may be further away than the closest ER location. And by default, the paramedic is trained to take you to the closest location. This is reasonable and expected. They want you to receive treatment as soon as possible so you can get better. They cannot take you outside of their registered zone or to a hospital that is not accepting new patients, but if these obstacles do not exist, then you may be able to sign a waiver that does not hold them liable for an adverse event if you choose to go to a hospital that is a bit further away. They're wonderful. Now, let's compare urgent care to a walk-in clinic. A walk-in clinic can be found in grocery stores. Imagine that. They may also be found in the drugstore, such as Walgreens or CVS. I went to the website of one walk-in clinic and saw an advertisement for DOT physicals for $95. If you drive a truck and need to go for an annual exam, it is possible that a simple walk-in clinic would do the job. Urgent care clinics may have services that overlap those of walk-in clinics. At the same time, they have the ability to manage more serious conditions and injuries. A walk-in clinic is convenient. You may not have a very long waiting period, and usually you can see a doctor without making an appointment. According to the website for Clio Urgent Care Clinic in Michigan, a walk-in clinic is a healthcare facility that provides convenient, affordable, and basic medical care. Walk-in clinics are sometimes called retail clinics because they are often found near retailers or pharmacies. Personally, I know several walk-in clinics near me that are located inside of grocery stores. The Clio Urgent Care Clinic website goes on to say that walk-in clinics are usually staffed by highly qualified nurse practitioners and physician assistants. They also offer pricing and payment options for underinsured and uninsured patients. Walk-in clinics provide basic medical care only. This means that they treat simple, non-life-threatening health conditions like a small injury and common illnesses. These can include the flu, strep throat, small cut, skin infection, physical exams, immunizations, and services similar to this. If you aren't sure what you have and it is not a pressing matter, then go to a walk-in clinic and they can give you a diagnosis for things such as ear infections, flu, and strep throat. A walk-in clinic is first come, first serve. Usually they do not take appointments. The CVS website, which has walk-in clinics, states that a walk-in clinic is a facility that provides high-quality, affordable healthcare options when you don't need an emergency room. An urgent care clinic can also provide convenient, affordable, and basic medical care, states the Clio Urgent Cares website. At the same time, they usually have at least one certified doctor and can provide a higher level of care and treat more serious non-life-threatening health conditions. These can include simple broken bones, minor burns, x-rays, and lab tests. Another urgent care, one called Fast Track Urgent Care in Maryland, includes such services as minor fevers, coughs, sore throat, back pain, nausea, mild asthma, stitches, checkups, and well visits. As you can see, some of the services overlap those provided at a walk-in clinic, yet there are services offered above those available in your local walk-in facility. An urgent care clinic also accepts walk-ins, but they can also accept appointments as well. Urgent care facilities and walk-in clinics should not be used in place of a primary care physician. These facilities are able to supplement the services provided by the PCP and offer extended office hours, including evenings and weekends, when most PCPs do not offer extended hours. Sweet! If you are enjoying this episode, you can follow us on any podcast app. Episodes are released every week. Share your thoughts about health insurance with us on X, formerly known as Twitter, at @solo_health. Good stuff. Now it's time for a wellness portion. There is a popular Shaker hymn called Simple Gifts. It is one of my favorite songs. What does it take to be successful? Success is quite simple. 80% of success is a willingness to just show up and have a willingness to repeat the same thing you did before. At the end of this episode, I will share a short 3-minute version of Simple Gifts sung by Muriel Anderson. She shares a few verses that we may not have heard before. Isn't that wonderful? I wish you joy and greater meaning to life with this classic Shaker hymnal song. Now, after listening to this episode, we know when to use ER, urgent care, and walk-in clinics. We also know about the post and how it can be a valuable document to share with our friends, our loved ones, and our primary care physician. Next week, we will jump into the patient portal so we can learn to find what we need when we get signed in. Awesome. This is Barbara. I am yours in health. Let me help you navigate the amazing world of health insurance. I thank you very much for the opportunity to work with you, to provide this podcast, and I thank Health Solutions Today for putting this together. Remember, every day can be a healthy day.
One of my childhood memories is arriving at Illinois Yearly Meeting in Southern Illinois and hearing somewhere from a cornfield solo recorder playing the melody of Simple Gifts. And it was so beautiful and so touching that stayed with me. And when I went to arrange it on the guitar, I decided to keep it as simple as possible, to keep the beauty of the melody as paramount. I'd like to share some extra verses with you that we found in an old hymnal at the Quaker Meeting House. This is the beautiful lyrics for this, Simple Gifts. 'Tis the gift to be simple, 'tis the gift to be free, 'tis the gift to come down where we ought to be. And when we find ourselves in the place just right, we'll be in the valley of love and delight. 'Tis the gift to be gentle, 'tis the gift to To be fair, 'tis the gift to wake and breathe the morning air, to walk every day in the path that we choose. 'Tis a gift we pray we may never, never lose. Tis the gift to be knowing, tis the gift to be kind, tis a gift to wait and hear another's mind, that when we speak our feelings it may come out true. Tis a gift for me and a gift for you. Tis the gift to be knowing, tis the best gift of all, like a warm spring rain bringing beauty when it falls. And when we use this gift, we may come to believe 'tis better to give than it is to receive. When true simplicity is gained, to